and welcome to 5 Minutes for Earth with your host, Emily Brown.
And your co-host for the week, Emily Hyatt.
So this week we're going to be talking about biodiversity, and specifically biodiversity loss. No one knows for sure how many species there are on planet Earth, but most estimates range from 5 to 100 million, and some scientists say even more than that. But that includes plants and animals and fungi and single-celled organisms and literally everything else on Earth. We are currently losing species at a rate of 0.01% to 0.1%, which at first might not seem like a lot, but if there are 100 million species on Earth, then we're losing 10,000 to 100,000 species per year.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
In 2017, there was an estimated 25,000 species listed as threatened. Among the ones left, populations are dropping.
A World Wildlife Survey of nearly 4,000 species found a massive 58% reduction since 1970, and a study of insects found a 75% decline in just 27 years.
So that's pretty quick.
Yeah.
A sample of 23 common farmland birds and 24 common woodland birds monitored in 18 European countries show a decline in numbers by 71% between 1980 and 2002.
Currently, every fourth mammal and every eighth bird is facing high risk of extinction.
Dun, dun, dun. Some experts assess the rate at which species are becoming extinct at 1,000 to 10,000 times higher than the natural rate would be. So why is that happening?
A lot of it is because of destruction of habitat. Many species around the globe are losing their native habitats because of human action. So like development and deforestation, which are destroying natural ecosystems, causing animals to move out of their comfort zones, and plants and organisms are just destroyed.
As well as the introduction of exotic species, many places new species have been introduced either try to fix a problem or on accident.
Invasive exotic species, so like star thistle here is not a native plant, but it's killing off other native plants that are used to this area. That's causing a loss in biodiversity. Overharvesting is also a huge problem for biodiversity. Both overharvesting and overfishing is happening all around the globe, and very little of our oceans are protected from that risk.
And releasing pollutants and plastic in waters and oceans also brings up the same issue.
And of course, there's
climate change.
The fact is that even a few degrees warmer or a little bit drier for any type of organism is a big change. Evolution is really slow, and animals just can't adapt as quickly as our environment is changing. That's going to cause a huge drop in biodiversity.
1/3 of all animal and plant species on the planet could face extinction by 2070 due to climate change.
That's 50 years.
Yeah,
that's like our
lifetime.
But why does it matter? I can hear you asking, hey, I'm like all the way living in, you know, the United States of America. I don't give a damn about a tiger in Siberia, but you should.
Because?
Ecosystems are super delicate, and taking away any part of it can disturb the whole thing. It also matters because
it falls in yields of crops, you know, food security, dietary health, livelihood sustainability, medical research, infectious diseases, and then there's also the social, cultural, and spiritual importance of, you know, these animals that are going extinct. They're essential for climate change adaptation. They can reduce disaster risks.
Yeah, so losing them is really bad.
Yeah. What can you do?
What can you do? The great thing about biodiversity loss, well, there's not a lot of great things, but it does affect everyone on planet Earth, and that means everyone can do something about it. A big way you can help is by reducing your use of chemical fertilizers and pesticides.
Next, you can join or start an ecological restoration program or project.
And you can also just try to reduce and reuse and recycle.
Very important, as well as composting.
Yep, that can help a lot. And trying to use eco-friendly cleaning products.
Yep, buying organic foods.
And buying sustainably harvested meat or seafood, or avoiding them completely.
Make sure you also conserve energy.
And support companies trying to fight biodiversity loss. We'll leave a link to some of our favorites in the show notes. You can also support legislation limiting biodiversity loss, and of course, spread the word. Can you imagine a world where in 50 years, 1/3 of planet animal species are extinct? biodiversity loss is an issue affecting every single one of us because all of us are affected by it. All of us can do something about it. So go out and make a change today for natural biodiversity, for our planet, and for our future.
Gotta make sure everything stays the way it is and you're preserving all of this.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast this week.
Yeah, it was really fun. Definitely really interesting.
Bye.
Come back next week for a brand new episode. This has been 5 Minutes for Earth with your host, Emily Brown, brought to you by the Placer High School Environmental Club. Please take a moment to visit our website, linked in the show notes, or follow us on Instagram at Placer_environmental_club. Thank you so much for sharing and writing reviews on our podcast. If you haven't already, it only takes a few seconds and it really helps us out. As always, all the information presented in this podcast is linked in the show notes. Along with that is ways you can help stop biodiversity loss, organizations you can support, and petitions you can sign. So go check that out. A big thank you to all club members. See you next week.